Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome in.
So glad to be with you. This is Throwback Thursday, which I'm, you know, yet to find a place that really is throwing back anything.
Well,
you know.
Plus, they don't throw back very far.
No.
They're not going back 20 years on those prices.
So anyway, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be conducting your readings for those who call in, and I hope that you will. The list is already building, so we need you to get in early.
True.
We'd hate to have you, you know, end up getting cut off because, you know, we ran out of time. And I see one is already with us.
There's a couple watching.
Yes.
Somebody has spoken.
Now I'm speaking to the Facebookers. There's already somebody on Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where anyone is welcome to go. You don't need membership or anything like that.
Got a follow, like, or whatever.
Yeah, and you will be able to watch us streaming live in action. So, would like to see us do that. Want to see how incredibly handsome Jim is.
We got folks that do both call in and watch.
Yeah, they do.
That's probably the best bet, I would say.
So check it out.
That'll be your best experience if you could do that.
Now, I want to remind everybody that I'm using ordinary playing cards. There is no tarot, no oracle, none of the other. And I truly believe they're all amazing methods that are out there. I simply have not studied them. So when you get a personal prophecy reading from me, you're getting the pure, unadulterated item.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
Cute, Jimbo. That's Jimbo Baggins. And he...
That wasn't my voice.
No, that was actually Spock.
Leonard Nimoy doing Spock.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So I just want to say, remember, this is an entirely different thing using ordinary playing cards. All right. As the focal point for intuitive perception. Also, I want everyone to bear in mind that I will be working with a full 24-card layout. So take me a moment to get your cards laid out. I prefer it this way. This is the method, the layout, et cetera, that I use in my private sessions. And those of you on Facebook can actually see what that layout looks like. It also gives me a chance to check the, well, kind of the playing field, so to speak, of your life, to get the chance to see kind of what you've been going through, since we're only going to have one to possibly two questions that you may ask, and Jim will, you know, give you all kinds of tips on that. So, yeah, it'll be a full 24-card layout. If I see anything in the cards that seems crucial, I will mention it, even if it does not relate to your, you know, your question. Alrighty then. Off to you, Mr.
Off to the races.
B.
All right, yeah. I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our legal disclaimer that we must open with. That's the times we live in. If you are an international caller, Skype caller, you could be on your phone or Skype, either way, but you'd be a caller. Or if you are an international Facebook Live viewer, you should let us know, because we will give you a live international shout-out. And sometimes we may have to kind of work it in between a reading or whatnot, but we don't right now because Mike from the UK hath arrived.
Mike, yeehaw.
Yes.
Trouble is in the house.
Word up on that, dog. All right.
And Jen is with us.
Jen is also.
She's our Dubai princess.
She's not there right now, right?
I think she's visiting her family in the States.
So no international shout-out there.
Well, it's a...
It's not official. I'm sorry. I've made a ruling on the committee.
Her, if you go look at her profile, it's going to say Dubai.
I don't care. I could put Cucamonga on mine. It doesn't mean I live in California or wherever the hell that is. All right. That number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. And when you call in, you'll hear, hey, you got to listen to the show while you wait. Now, when you call in before the show starts, I think you hear that blog talk, doo-doo-doo, music. But once the show gets going, you actually can hear the show. That's everything. Bottom line is, if you hear silence, something didn't go right, right? Something wrong in Bangkok, all right? So you need to do a reconnect. Hang up, call in again. Hopefully right now you're not one of those people that are listening to nothing and you can't hear me tell you how to fix that. But just for the folks that, you know, for the future, this is what you do in the future. When we take you live and you'll be very clear, we call out your area code, you'll hear a little, how we unmute you, you'll hear like an unmuted little sound, unmuted it'll say when you're holding. When you go live, please do the following if you legally and safely can. We would like you to please get rid of the speakerphone or the Bluetooth, whichever one you're using. They're both very convenient. But please go to phone-to-face method, the old school. Shut down all the background noises and things you had probably going on, because when you're on hold, you got to just make time fly. Doing multitasking, getting ready for work tomorrow, whatever the heck you're doing, laundry, I don't know what you're doing, you know, choking the chicken, I don't know, whatever you were doing, you might want to stop that.
You are terrible.
Not everybody knows what that means, Deb.
I have a feeling a lot do.
Well, maybe we'll find out. Anyway, pretty much all that, the best thing you can do is pretend, I don't know, like you're talking to the president or whoever else you feel highly, God or Jesus on the phone. Find a place to relax, comfortable, quiet, and has great cell phone reception. And we're not fuss budgets. The reason we ask for you to do these things is because, as we see sometimes, your call goes to the Blog Talk's website, comes to our computers, comes out our speakers, and sometimes the loss of quality, it varies. It's never the same, but it can be bad enough where we have a rough time talking. So if you legally and safely can do all those things we advise, that'd be great.
That would be.
That'd be great.
And hey, as we get ready to start the show, let's all take a moment to send some healing energy, survivor energy, whatever you want to call it, to folks out in California. They are getting hammered.
Hammer time.
It's called a bomb cyclone?
Well, they give them, and this shit they never did 20 years ago. They didn't give them all these names.
Yeah, and people have already, you know, killed, so...
People already passed to the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, you often don't think that rain can be so, you know, hospitality is be so damaging. But out there, houses go for a ride right down the, what would you call that, the countryside or the, you know, they go into mudslides.
Yeah, Southern California sees very little precipitation, and I mean very little. The only reason that place isn't a bone-dry desert is because they pump water in from the north, and those folks, if they want grass, they water the crap out of it at night, usually.
Oh, and I also have breaking news to share with all of you. So many of you are going to be incredibly relieved.
Didn't finish.
Just hold on. You'll get there. And I wanted to share that it was in the newspaper that South Korea has lifted the ban on adult-sized sex dolls. Yes, for the longest time, they would not let people that live in the country to order them and have them shipped to them. And so they have like a warehouse full of these sex dolls. And as long as they don't depict any children, the Ministry of Morality.
Ministry of Stupidity.
Yeah, whatever it is. They've decided after it went to court that what people do in private does not affect, you know, the moral standards of the country. So, folks, if you've ordered one and you're in South Korea, you're going to get your doll. Yeah. Yeah.
And we actually have had listeners in South Korea, too.
Yes, we have.
The blog talk shows you where your listeners are from as much as it can.
I would wager, you know, it's mostly men, probably single men. maybe, because I
she's not talking about the listeners now. She's talking about the sex.
No, I wonder.
She went back to the dolls.
I wonder if how a wife would feel, maybe relieved. He's got a companion now.
I don't know that a sex doll is a companion.
Well, you can dress them up. You can dress them down. They have.
Is that a definition of a companion?
Well, for a lonely guy.
But if he has a freaking wife, Deb, you just threw that into the poo-poo toilets for flush.
Maybe the wife won't do any of the exotic things he'd like to have done.
I don't know how exotic you're going to get with a freaking blow-up doll.
It's not. No, they're not blow-up dolls. They are created out of moldable chemical.
I bet some of them are blow-up. That's one type.
They're expensive.
They banned them all.
Yeah,
they probably banned up the blow-up ones, too.
You decide your breast size. You decide if you want them to have, like, hairy armpits or legs or whatever. And here's the thing, though. If you live in a place where you have, what are they called out here? That third lane? I'm not, the fast lane. I mean, the one where you have to have a...
HOV lane, high occupancy vehicle lane.
Yes, you have to have somebody in the car. You could take your doll.
I don't know that you'd want to spend a lot of money because on that thing and have to dress it up just to do that.
Well, they already cost about $7,000.
Nobody's buying that. Mm. That your average schmo isn't buying that. That's for really filthy rich people. That's what that is. Your average schmo, if he's got some kind of weird kink and he's broken and can't talk to a human, he's buying a blow-up doll. That's what he's doing.
So now I'm glad you've all been advised, so make sure you tell anybody you know.
We shall return to the intro.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll let Jim finish.
Yeah, that's very nice. Another option for those that cannot call in, multiple reasons, biggest one, you're international and calling in is not compute with a wallet. And we have domestic folks, though, that also request this. We will open the floor occasionally to Facebook Messenger folks. Because people that can't call, I don't know, your cell phone's charging up, you're in UK, Malaysia, wherever the hell you are, we'll open the floor and you can auto video call us. Now, stipulations. You have to do, well, these are like a two-part. It has to be Deborah Lee on Facebook, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you have to be friends with her. And the next stipulation is, there's no cool hold system where you can get in line. You got to wait until we actually announce for you guys to do that.
Yeah.
So we can handle the call. If you call us when we're not 100% ready, we have to hang up. We can't put you on hold, and it's making noise, and we're not wrapped up
exactly
in what we're doing. So, brr, brr, you know, so.
How did that go? Brr, brr.
Another sound is the sound of harps. That means that you're reading your free reading. It's a free reading night. That's what the show's all about. Most of you know this. Free readings. Free, 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 free. So it will not last forever, and you cannot drag it out forever. Sorry, we have other folks, and they would like their free reading. So when you hear the harps, that means it's time to move on to get your tonight. Is the Archangel Michael holding up for the Facebook folks? Sword of Light Oracle card, a single card for the road, basically. A card for the road from Archangel Michael. And then we will move on to the next caller. So when you hear the harps, don't start. Don't think you got like, oh, I got 30 seconds. I can rattle off some more questions. No.
I think we ought to do a
harp
reading.
Done.
Should we do a reading on the Speaker of the House election?
I think 99% of the people out there don't care.
And I don't either, except it's like Pelosi put a curse on it.
She is a curse. But anyway. So, all right, I've talked to you folks. That number, two methods, 515-602-9676. That's you call in, get in the queue, get a free reading. Sometime during the course of the show, one or two times, it depends on what's going down, we're going to offer folks to Messenger, video, or audio, Deborah Lee. Deborah Lee. If you're not friends, look it up. You'll see a bunch when you do a search. Do a request for the two that have her picture because there's two accounts are joined. Rocketina, just send it to both and let us know that you are. I just sent a request and I want to call tonight. You got to tell us. And then she'll go look and accept. So.
Oh, I've just already put nine people.
Well, we just lost our first caller that was holding. I feel bad. I feel bad for them. They are not on right now. So we shall move on. We are going to go to area code 703, Northern Virginia.
And
703.
Those who really want a reading, we'll wait.
Well, but it's a cell phone that could drop.
Yeah. Hello there, 703. Welcome to the show. You are the first caller.
Yep, by default.
And what is your name, please?
It's Andrea.
Oh, my goodness. I've been wondering what's going on with you.
Yeah.
So tell us.
Did you ever find my video?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was really good.
Okay, cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very good. Wow, you're
much.
So talented. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, tell us now, what's happening?
Apparently, from what I gather, the girl is supposed to come back on February 9th, and my contract goes till March 3rd. I mean, we'll see. But the lady who hired me, she got laid off today.
Okay, now tell us, where was that? Hired you for a job?
Yeah, that's the one. She was the regional manager. She was in charge of all the ASAs. That was her job, and they laid her off today.
So yeah. What happens now, Andrea?
I don't know. I mean, as far as I know, so I got the contract till March 3rd. So, but I've been applying for jobs today. So, I mean, now that it's a new year, people, I got budgets. You know, I'm sure a job will come through soon. So,
yeah.
You know, I got to tell
I'm
you
not too worried.
Little humor is a side story as I shuffle. I was hired many years ago to be a lead development coordinator at Sears Corporation. Years ago. And the woman that hired me, she transferred the day that I came to take the, you know, work on the job. I had no clue what was expected of me, what my duties were. She flew the coop. And it was funny how various district managers, et cetera, would come up to me and say, "You seem to be doing an excellent job." And I'd say, "Well, thank you." And I was doing
they had no clue what the hell you're
they
doing.
They didn't. And that's what they said. Well, that's good because nobody here knows what it is you really do. So I had to put together a program. It was working on one of the first, like, computers that were in stores. But I'll tell you, I was there for a year and never really had a job.
Wow.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first one.
No, I'm sure. So what would you like
to... Oh, by the way, I am watching the votes. It's pretty sad. So just, I am watching.
Yeah, what's up? I mean, come on.
This is the 11th time you lost. Just get on, move on, and just get over it already.
Can't they put somebody else up there for...
I would imagine that he probably has a record now, and he wants to make it a biggest record, unbreakable record ever.
In history.
He might want to lose.
Matt Gaetz nominated Trump. I was like, what, are you serious right now?
Oh, my God.
I shall lose 50 times. That is my goal.
Yeah, you know, and those people, don't they want to go on, what is it, hiatus or adjournment?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever it is.
They're just coming off that holiday thing.
Okay.
So they need to get dressed.
Okay, well, it's going to be...
So my question is, I'm leaving on my trip next Saturday.
Where are you going again?
A cruise. Starts in Puerto Rico to the Caribbean and then back home for like 7 days.
Oh, how nice. Nice.
Yeah. I need a vacation, trust me.
And you're going with friends or how are you going?
Yeah, just a friend. Yeah, a friend who and I are going.
The two of you are going to have some good party times.
Yeah. And so what do you think? I mean, it's going to work out okay. Maybe, you know, like that. Maybe I told you that maybe that mysterious guy will meet. I don't know. Whatever you pick up from there.
All right. Let's take a look.
The word mysterious guy was, I guess, apparently you must have saw that in the past reading.
Yes, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
This cruise originates in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
So you got
to
fly.
Yeah, I go to Puerto Rico first. Yeah, fly to Puerto Rico.
That's exciting.
That's cool. So you're basically... fly to Puerto Rico and you're taking the ship back to where you are, basically.
Yeah, so the ship, it goes from Puerto Rico, the ship goes to Curaçao, Aruba, Bonaire, St. Lucia, and St. Kitts.
Nice.
And then back to Puerto Rico. And we fly back to Delta.
Back to Puerto Rico.
And then fly home.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Was that was like a good deal. Is that why you picked that?
Well, it's my birthday, so I was going to go. We were going to go to Portugal, but it was too cold. It's like 50s. I'm not going cold to cold, so I just chose a cruise. It was nice and warm.
I think that's lovely.
Yeah,
I really do.
Portugal's a good haul. a little bit of wee bit of ways. Yeah, I am, you know, it's a cruise. Oh, can't go wrong as long as you
yeah.
don't. When is it? When is it a happening?
A week or is
the
it a
14th.
Week?
I leave the 14th.
Oh, of this month.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Sweet. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Oh, I think you're going to have a great time. I really do. And you're going to meet up with another female there that is funny as hell. She's going to be, you know, you're really going to hit it off as friends. And I think that'll be nice to, you know, have met somebody new in that regard. Now, I want you to bear in mind, yes, there are men here. But remember, any of the men, like, on the ship are there to have a good time. I don't think they're there to fall in love, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And men in Puerto Rico or the other places, well, I'm sure they're going to just be smitten with you, the cutie that you are, you know. And you may come back with quite a romantic story, but it'll be in the fast lane. Because you won't have very much time there.
Life in the fast lane.
Just don't fall for anybody. Because I see that you could come back feeling kind of, aww. And all he wanted to do was entertain you. And I feel like it's either on a beach or it's strolling through, like, village shopping, something like that. And you'll meet him and he'll hang out with you guys. But it's not anything to count on.
What happens on the cruise stays on the cruise.
Pretty much. And depending on how you want to be.
There is no shame.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you decide to
do. Whatever you decide to do, you do the voodoo that you do.
And enjoy the hell out of it.
True that.
Yeah, I'm not going with any expectations because when you do that, you fall short and you get disappointed.
You're
so
very wise, very wise.
But
yes.
I don't see any crime around you for this trip, which is good. Like, for instance, having her purse stolen.
Okay, but I just wasn't sure I heard the right word, crime.
Yeah,
not crying or anything.
I don't see any crime.
Well,
here.
That's good, you know, because you know what? When you go on a cruise, you don't want to get shot or decapitated or anything like that. You typically want to have a good time.
Well,
right?
It's be more of like your identity getting taken, being pickpocketed, you know, just
right.
Be aware. Yeah, and for me, when I went to Mexico very long ago, but the thing that always happened is, on the beach, my shoes were constantly getting stolen. And seriously. And I had to go into the shopping area in Mexico and buy some, you know, kind of shoes. Because I would forget and leave them. You go in the water. You're having a great time. And you come back and, yep, shoes are gone. Yep. I don't know if they sell them or what they do.
Well, a lot of... And it's a lot of people that go to beaches and stuff, they magically think, hey, I'll put my watch, my keys, and my wallet in my shoes because they're magically protected by this fucking
right,
horse.
Right.
So these people, I just probably scoop up shoes and then go back to wherever and see if there's anything valuable inside of them.
Yeah, and I've read
That's
about,
my guess.
I've read about cruise ships. Make sure you use your little safe, you know, because...
Like they have at hotels.
Yeah,
yeah
you're going to
yeah.
have... the staff coming in and out and stuff, you don't want to find your diamond tennis bracelet.
So, but other than that, you see...
Oh, good time.
I'm not bringing any of that stuff with me, so...
No, that is wise. Yep.
Good. Yep. And enjoy yourself. Have a good time and don't fall off the ship. Because there's been a lot of that lately. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I've heard.
If you get a wee bit tipsy, stay away from areas where you could fall into the ocean or just fall 10 decks below.
I don't drink, so I don't drink either, but I'll have a few. But I did get the drink package, but I don't drink, so I'll never get drunk, so it's okay.
Why did you get the drink package, may I ask?
Because it's cheaper. I mean, even one drink, a non-alcoholic, still like $15. I mean,
what the heck?
So
I'm with you. Yep. See, I haven't been on a cruise.
Boy, I'd be...
Well, not that kind of cruise. I was in the Navy for 11 years, so a lot of those damn cruises.
I'd be drinking.
They that kind of fun.
Yeah.
Even if I got one alcoholic drink, I don't like that one, I'll get another one. I mean, I'm not paying for it. I mean, I've already paid for
right.
it in a way, but...
It is nice to have options. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes a good Bloody Mary is good in the morning, or a mimosa or
something
like
that. No, not those.
Even
no,
if
you
don't like
no, I like the Cosmopolitan or the frozen fruity drinks or the or you know like the yeah no frozen mudslides. No, I like those.
Get them
like
virgin.
Yep. No, no, but she's saying if she does have them, yeah. I hear you. Okay.
I love a good margarita, but also a bloody.
Yeah. Well, the frozen ones are always good because they're as good as the juice you use. You know, that's what's great about those things. All right. Real quick, Archangel Michael, sort of light oracle card reading. Subject is you are protected. You are safe within my bubble of light. You can proceed with confidence. So it's basically, as far as protection wise, it sounds like you're covered with Michael on the crew, so you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. So have a good time and don't worry about too many things.
Yeah.
What I get out of
the only warning I would have
just
for
be
you,
smart
just
and she's smart.
Caution here is there seems to be a really aggressive, he seems to be, I would consider him either from another country that you're going to meet somewhere or on the ship and probably a lot of different cultures got on the ship. But he's very pushy and very aggressive and he's going to become what would be good word, like argumentative with you if you don't fall for his charm.
You can alert the staff if somebody's got a problem.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yep, you can say, hey, this guy's – you can say, hey, dude, act like you're from New York. Hit the frickin' road or I'm going to get the buffalo.
Hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road. Get away from me. Get out of my face.
That's
talk,
right.
Talk like what's her face on Carrie on King of Queens, the way she was. When she gets pissed off at strangers, hey, get out of my face, that kind of thing. It's really forceful.
Yeah, I would. And, you know, just
Carrie,
that's the only thing. I saw him. He is used to having all the women that he wants. He might be from, like, I'm picking up, like, he looks, seems kind of Scandinavian to me. You know, a lighter hair, lighter complexion. So just, you know, say, now, you could always, you're with a girl, right?
With a friend, yep.
Yeah.
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
I've done this in the past. This is my girlfriend. We're together. And sometimes they
I'll
give her a kiss. And I'd say, Mary, I'm coming in for a landing.
I'd say no. You want me to give her a kiss? How much money you got?
Oh,
nothing's free here, buddy.
Oh, having him see me kiss another friend.
I'd just screw with the guy, but I'd like to screw with dumbass.
But that usually will shut them down in a big hurt.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah. I don't think he's gonna. You know, there's a lot of other targets out there.
Yeah.
Well, she's a tall black woman. She's 6 feet, and I'm like 5'2", so she's a tall black one. I don't think they're gonna mess with her either. So.
You know what? She'll hit you in the mouth. I'll hit you in the crotch. You better run away. All right.
Well, have a great day.
Talk to you.
Thank you.
If we don't talk to you by then, let us know how it goes, and we hope it's a good report.
I will.
Bon voyage. All right.
Okay.
Girl.
All right. Bye.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun. And this time of year, that's a good reason to catch the cruise in Puerto Rico. You don't want to catch it up north where it's freaking 20 degrees or something like that. It's nice to start out in the beautiful climate. And return to the beautiful climate before you fly home to your not beautiful climate. But
what a downer.
Is what it is. All right. We're going to pick them up and lay them down. I got my list. I have to keep going to my list. All right. We are going to, there it is. We're going to go to the Big Apple, New York. And I got to make sure I get the right one first because we have two people from the area code. All right. I got to take them in. There it is. We're going to go to area code 646, New York, area code 646 with a 284 exchange so the other one doesn't think they're going live.
Hello.
You are live.
Hi. Welcome to the show. And
good evening. It's Jen here.
Oh, Jen. Man.
Okay.
Hi.
It's still asking area code thing, but let's rock with it.
You have a very good connection.
Yeah, it is perfect.
Wherever you're at.
That is what we like. We like that. Yeah. That is a great connection.
So, Jen, tell
thank
us.
You. It's better than the other day,
That's just up on things with you.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been that long, but it's been a wee bit.
She is a globetrotter, people. This girl. she gets around in a good way.
Oh, not like that song.
I'm still home with my family, so taking some time here.
Cool. How long is that? Do you have a time frame on that family thing, or are you just winging it?
I have about two more weeks, excuse me, depending upon if I do a little travel in the States. I may go to Los Angeles, not sure yet.
Hopefully it's not too tore up when you get there, all the rain and storm.
Float away.
Right.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
It is. All right. So the floor is yours, Jen. What do you want to know or discuss?
Well, thanks so much. Deborah, you're amazing, and I loved you too, Jim. You're great.
I just do the voodoo that she does. That's all, yeah.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. And so I guess, you know, I have a question. I'm doing this thing with crypto, and it's an optional trade, and I just wanted to see what you get. I have an analyst. His name is John, and so he's been guiding me, and I just want to see what your take on it is.
So it's the old cryptocurrency stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. I've never been into it, but this is kind of, it's a little different than normal crypto.
Okay.
It's called optional trade. So,
how stable is it? Or is it kind of volatile? You know,
go ahead.
Yeah, tell us.
The market's always volatile in crypto, that's for sure. But with this one, I guess it's a little bit more stable than the regular trade. Because it's like you buy and sell within a certain amount of market and a certain time, within the market, and then you move over the profits. So it's a little bit from what I understand. I don't really understand the whole crypto world. So,
it is a bizarre concept. It's a commodity, currency, and so to speak, but it's not like tangible that you could pick it up and throw it in the air and throw it on your bed like people used to do with millions of dollars. Throw them on their bed and roll in it. You can't roll in that crap.
How do you access it?
There's usually, well, as far as the other stuff, there's usually a code, a way to verify and keep it very unique. You can't, like with our currency, you can't counterfeit that kind of thing. It's a really bizarre concept. Go ahead.
Well, what these guys are doing, they're using USDT. So they're trading with USDT, which supposedly is the safest cryptocurrency to trade with. And like I said, the analyst is studying the market, and he's telling people when to buy and when to sell. So you make a profit, and then you're supposed to move the profit over to your other account.
Great for you, Jen. I really do.
Cool.
We had an incident here some time ago. It was a husband and wife. Actually, I think they were out of Maryland. Were selling military secrets.
Oh, the spy stuff.
And they were being paid this way. And they didn't realize, I guess, that is easily tracked.
They thought that it was just untraceable. You know what? Anything that is legitimate and is going to be able to be a marketable, tradable item, has to be a traceability to it. Otherwise, there'd be people out there counterfeiting all the time. So, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I really think that all your struggle in your work is going to really pay off this year. So I'm seeing that a lot of your own legwork, your own blood, sweat, and tears, let's put it that way, is what has really moved your, let's call it your dream, forward, where it's on the road to becoming reality. Sometimes we have to work really hard to, you know, get our dream. So I think that you have definitely paid your dues, young lady.
Young lady.
Yeah, and I see another woman coming forward for you quite soon who's going to want to participate. Now, if it's a family member, I would, I don't know that you want to mix business with family. Often doesn't work well.
It happens. Everybody does it all. I mean, I should say everybody does it. You see it happening all the time, but you're right. Every once in a while, it blows up.
Yeah.
And then you could potentially ruin a family connection forever. Some people don't get over that kind of thing. What do you got there? So,
I see that everything we've discussed in the past between you and me, and I hesitate to put it on the air as we didn't before, because you don't need your, wonderful idea or your that, you know, the,
oh, right. You can just,
what you're putting together belongs to you. It's your baby.
Talk vaguely about it, that's all.
So we don't want somebody else coming along saying, ooh, I could take this and run
with
it. Yeah,
there's a lot of idea snatchers out there. It's hard
yeah.
to put a patent, copyright, or whatever on an idea right if you don't do it right away. People could say, well, an idea is an idea. You know, so.
And be strict as far as a leader. You've got a guy down here in under Sure to Come True. And you know I love that designation in the reading. But this guy is like honest to your face and a betrayer behind your back.
Oh, bitch.
You're going to know who it is when it happens, and you need to oust him. He's got to get
well,
out
of.
Well, that's
amazing.
Yeah?
Well, see, that was my second question was I think you're talking about my ex, Constantine. And I don't know if he's coming back or if we're just completely finished. Like, I want to finish it, but, like, I feel something in me says he's coming back, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
But
yes, and don't trust him.
That is a hell of a name. Where is he
from? Turkey or something.
Ah,
like
that would make sense then. Thank you. I really
Oh,
like
but I don't
name.
Even know that that's his real name. His name
oh,
is
Oh, now I'm with you. I got
so
you.
He's one of those guys, yes.
Yeah, it does sound totally BS because it's too cool of a name.
Yes, you're going to catch on to this guy. He is a major BSer, but he is an impression I get from him is he is not a fan of women. I hear this a lot about countries over there. Their women are not treated very well, and I'm really kind of glad you got away from that.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap anyway.
Don't let him get his foot in the door.
Freaking jackwads.
Yeah. Men over here angry.
Well, it's stupid, too, because who the hell do you think you are, you know? Oh, man, you can't do squat. It's all right to want to be a little bit of a man and do a little bit of controlling of some situation, but that crap where you can't drive, go to school, have jobs, who the hell are you, dumbass?
Yeah.
Well, it's the nature of their culture.
You know, yeah,
and Jen is working to bring strides to the culture.
In some of those cultures, you know what? Get some toilet paper.
And?
Take some frickin' showers. Work on that frickin' decent crap-looking beard that's thrown down to your little hanging nut sack. You bunch of robe-wearing sons of bitches. All right, go ahead, Deb. All right, back to you, Deb. Back to you.
Yeah.
Where I am, I can't take credit for a lot of the change, but because they're actually farther ahead than what most people would think. But in some places, yes, of course, there's still issues like Iraq and different countries, but or Iran, sorry. I ask though, Deborah, on the crypto? So the thing is that there's this gentleman called John, and he's my analyst, and I was playing around with it for a bit. I definitely had one profit, but I also lost. And so I'm a little bit at the standpoint of, like, should I continue? Would it go in my favor?
Yes. Well, I will tell you, it's like, think of if you've gone to Atlantic City or Las Vegas or Monaco or any other place where there is
Monte Carlo.
A risk.
Rich bastards. Buddy, go ahead.
If you lose, it's foolhardy to think if you keep playing, you're going to catch up. If you have a win,
right.
Get out. You know, it's
okay.
End it. And
I have a son that's
kind of ridiculous with this because he's got this notion, oh, if I just keep going, you know, the more I lose, the more I'm going to win. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you're playing here with a lot of money. Yeah.
The odds are in your favor that you eventually win, but it might take, you don't know how long that's going to take for those odds.
That's why I say you can't get even.
Typically, people, 99.999% of people gamble for the recreation, not to think they're going to get rich.
And I would like Jen not to squander her money. When you get a win coming up, take it. Now, does he get a cut, John?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's why.
They have to you win, they got to win. That motivates them.
So I would
them.
Think he's going to encourage her to stay with it.
Well, that's not a bad thing that they get a piece because
yeah.
that motivates them for you to be successful.
It does.
Yes.
So, you know what? It's just play with the kind of money you can lose. You won't mind losing. Otherwise, you're getting in over your head.
In the perfect world, like they say, everything you gain, you put back into it, so it's not coming out of your regular budget anymore at that point. Now, that in the perfect world, that's what you want. You get in, you invest a little bit, and then all the what you make, that keeps fueling it, and you don't have to worry about your regular budget anymore. That's
all
the
right.
goal. That is the goal.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Bye for your Archangel Michael Sword of Light card. Subject is, this is a blessing in disguise. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control.
Good.
What will come is far better than you dared to dream.
Yeah, I see. Oh, Two of Hearts. You've got the Two of Hearts. You've got the Money card and the Love card. You are going to make it, and you're going to make it big
your
career.
Second word of that reading itself was patient.
Oh, I hate that word.
Yes, and patient comes... And also, it's hand in hand, especially in this case, patient and have faith. They're kind of tied together. Yeah, can't be patient and not have faith, or it's like, ooh, that's not good.
Well, you waited a long time for this.
Thank you so much. Well, I did get a good call, and I'll tell you more privately, Deborah, but I did get a good call the other day from Mr. Ancient Person, one of his people. And so I think I have my opportunity coming.
All right, so chat.
Indeed,
okay.
We shall.
So,
I
did take a loss on the crypto, and it's kind of not great, but I want to try to build it back just to get my loss back, but I'm not sure yet.
Sure.
I haven't decided.
Just remember, don't get in over your head.
Right, and you know, if you play the market a lot, there's going to be losses. It's like going to a casino.
Yeah.
Even if you're really good at what you do, you have to know there's a certain time you are going to lose at times. It doesn't matter what the hell you do. As long as you don't get stupid like that, just keep a level head. And if you have a good financial person working with you and they're on your side, follow their advice, then you're good.
And you do well, that's when you cut your losses and you go.
You just make sure you never go back into your own budget.
Yeah.
Take those winnings. All right. Thank you
so
much.
All right, hon. Happy New Year. We love to hear from you.
Yes,
thank
we do.
Thank you so much. You guys are part of my fun times when I come home, especially. So thank you.
Thank you. Take care, darling.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Yeah.
All right, now.
I got to tell everybody, when we were on the air out of a station in Los Angeles. Yeah. The guy in the control room that was, you know, handling our calls, he was madly in love with her voice.
Oh, that was like the last year. Even with them longer. He was.
Yeah.
You went. That was the last guy you had like the last year of the show.
He would beg for an introduction, and I'd say, it wasn't his name, Matt or Mike, but I would say, you stay focused on your job. She belongs to me.
We belong.
But he was crazy about her voice.
All right, area code 646, the Big Apple, New York City. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and who's with us? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hello? What's your name, please?
This is Carla. Nice to talk with you this evening.
Well, hello, Carla. Are you new to
the
show?
Yeah, are you new?
No, I actually called in last year, a few months back. So too new, but it's been a while.
Good to hear from you.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
Yes. Yay, 2023. We don't know what the hell it's going
to
bring, but yay.
Oh, and did you deal with all your snow, or didn't you get very much?
Not much at all, thankfully.
Manhattan gets blasted with snow.
That's good, huh?
I don't think she lives. If she lives where her area code is, I don't think they get
a whole lot.
An ass ton of snowfall. No.
That's good. Well, what brings you to the show this evening, Carla?
Yeah, so I have my condo on the market. It's been on the market for... a little over a month now. And I'm wondering what you see around me getting a solid offer.
Okay. All right.
The
interest rates aren't happy right now. So
do they have creative financing on things like condos?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure people can work it out. And hopefully, it depends on whether how eager one is to purchase a place here.
That is the key always, regardless of interest rate.
Yeah.
And the enthusiasm of the market or the individual that falls in love with the place.
I've got to tell you, we've had remarkable success in doing readings of this type. A lot of times we believe it, so who is coming to buy it and if it will be an agreeable price for you.
So you say you've been on the market for about a month, right?
A little over a month,
And to me, it's almost like fishing a little bit when you're selling.
Did you get a nibble?
You get any nibbles? You get any really good bites?
We did. Initially, we got a few nibbles, and like you said, they're fishing, trying to gauge like how desperate I am to sell, and we just refused because I'm not desperate. I want to get the right price.
That's going to work out for you if you're not desperate. That is awesome.
You've got awesome cards for this right here.
Oh.
Well, I know you can't see them, but... You've got the three clubs, and I've been teaching everybody over the various shows. Three clubs is a card that means that an event is on its way to you. You don't have to worry about missing it. It's coming right to you, and it is involving selling your condo. And the three clubs means coming quickly. Now, it denotes three, like 3 days. 3 weeks, 3 months, and I would say you won't be 3 years out on this.
No, there's negative. 3 years would be what?
No, I am seeing one very prospective, solid like purchaser or whatever we
buyer,
call it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a very lovely gay couple. And they've been together for quite some time. And it appears the one who's a little older, better with money, is going to be handling the sale. And he seems very motivated to me. And then I'm seeing that there's another coming along. And this could be someone, I'm getting that this man lives very close to where your condo is. But he's looking to make upwardly mobile move. Okay.
A lot of people are looking for the future on that, not to.
Yeah,
right.
Under what you don't.
There is one guy.
Okay.
There is one guy that lives in the area, and he saw my condo almost like when it listed, and he likes it, but, you know, he was just, I don't know, he's looking for a better deal. And, like, he was one of the people that made an offer.
But. If you know that your condo is going to be a hot ticket, I would not, undersell.
And the problem is, nowadays, especially, it seems like more than the past, there's a lot of real estate folks that go out there and they'll go find 15, 20 places and they'll just throw offers out that most of them suck. Just to see if they can get a bite and nibble back.
But
another thing here
that's called, which you don't expect, I feel you're going to be signing those papers very soon.
Cool.
So now, manifest that. Believe that, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be selling this condo very soon for the price that I want. And then
I'm trying. Yeah. You know what happened? Things were good. The momentum was good. And then the holidays came and things got a little quiet. And now we're like. So I was like, come on, where'd everybody go? There were people who were supposed to come back.
A lot of business
and
real estate. They screwed up so bad.
I have a couple of real estate agents as clients, and they say people don't like to move in the winter. They don't want to
I know.
Well, up north.
Yeah.
As soon as, well, they're up north. She's
I'm saying, you're right. Yeah.
So
where
as soon as it starts. Warming up, I think you're going
to... If it sucks, you plan to move, have a U-Haul rented, and here comes a storm. Now you're screwed.
No, I know. If they're local, it's not a big deal, you know? It's really not a big deal to move, like, if you're in the area, you know. So it's doable.
She doesn't live in Buffalo. She's not going to get feet of snow or anything like that.
Yeah, same positive one. It's here. Do you have a card for her?
I have a card. Sort of light oracle card reading from Archangel Michael. Subject is embrace this magical moment. You are in the perfect energetic space for your manifesting miracles. Allow your wishes to be fulfilled. So it's like I think they're saying that you're on the right track. Manifest it, believe in it, and don't give up. Don't give up hope.
I think it's going to come fast.
And the fact that
really
you're not
do.
The biggest thing in her corner is she's not desperate to sell.
And that's essential.
And that'll piss off a lot of people that come out there and throw lowball offers out.
Sure.
And they're like, this person's not desperate, and they just move on. They don't even bother engaging.
But good luck to you, and I think
we'll
be hearing back from you soon. That you
thank
have
you
sold your condo. Yes.
Brunette.
Yep. Take
perfect.
Care, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
bye.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Keep on in. Let's see where we go. Nah, cool. We are going to area code 773, which is in Illinois. It looks like the metropolitan area of Chicago.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
And we are
speaking. Hey, I was just listening.
Yes.
But I love it. I was just listening in, but I love it. I just love you guys. And whenever I want to, like somebody's reading, I decide it's for me.
What is your name, please?
Nan.
Oh, Nan. Okay. You sound exactly like another.
You sound like a lot like another of our frequent callers from there.
No, I call in a lot.
General
I do call in a lot.
We like that.
We like it.
Yeah.
We love it a long time.
So thank you for the nice words. And I'm really happy to be here for you. So what would you like me to tell you about your reading?
Okay, so let's see.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you see in my career? Do I have one?
What is your goal? Do you have a career goal?
No, that's unfortunate, but I really don't.
Do you know what you'd like to do?
I think I'd rather be kind of like footloose and carefree and be more artistic, but I haven't really made that jump yet.
And is that financially feasible for you? I just want to be clear as I go into your reading.
Crystal.
No, not yet.
All right. Well, it's amazing how miracles happen often on a daily basis. You know, these cards still blow me away. Often when we get end the show, I'm like, Jim, these cards sometimes, it's like my head wants to explode.
She's basically been doing that her entire adult life.
Yeah.
And it still blows her mind.
It does. So here's for now. So you'd like to do something artistic. Do you mean as an artist or an interior decorator?
Creative writing, music.
Writing or photography, something along those lines.
Oh, that's cool. And that is very artistic. You know,
very.
I will tell you, it has nothing to do with what she's talking about. I think some of the most people that are most underrated, forgotten, and sometimes they put them into a gutter category are the tattoo folks. Those folks are some damn artists. Those guys are some serious artists. They just chose to use people's skin as their canvas, you know. But those folks are very artistic, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm not talking to dudes in prison with ballpoint pens, but but they could be, though. They could be, you know, using the best they can. But, I mean, some of these tattoo artists, it's like, damn, when you see what the work they've done.
Well, I see good things here for you. I'm going to consider this to be like your dream. Future, all right? And the path that you would have to take is going to present some challenges because, you know, you've got to, if you're going to do photography, you're going to need a portfolio. And the best thing, what I'm getting from your cards is try to take pictures of just about everything. Okay?
Especially now that we're in the digital world. It was a big challenge for the up-and-coming photographers like 30, 40 years ago. They had their own little dark rooms in some part of their house or something. Now it's digital. You have a good digital camera. You have a great computer. Ba-bing.
And what you should
ba-bing.
Do is
ba-da-bing, ba-da-bing.
Get on websites like unsplash.com.
Never heard of it.
That's where whenever I go to use a picture in, say, my blog or on my shows, I pay for the licensing of that picture. I don't want to get in trouble using. And
that's wise.
They have some free ones where you can offer a donation. But a lot of them, they go by sizes. Like they have small, medium, large. And some of those prices are hefty, depending on what the picture is. If you go there and look, and I wish I could think of some others, go and see how they run the spectrum from looking at a rock. I mean, really, there'd be like a rock there to people in despair or a guy out in a boat on a serene lake.
There is not a subject that cannot be artistically portrayed.
Exactly.
Even a rock. On a beach, if you got the right angle, you got all the right conditions, that thing can be a beautiful thing to look at. It's all stupid, but she knows. She's an artist. She's the artist. She knows what you're talking about.
You could actually find yourself making, because I see you making money. I just see the getting older, like where you're going to be known. It's going to be a bit of a struggle.
And it should be. That is a field. It is what it is. There's a lot of hurdles.
And
there
you could always email, like,
she knows it already.
Up
into it.
Tattoo parlors. They may like to get some professional pictures of some of the work
they've
done. Oh, yeah, especially being a photographer. There's all, you know, I know a buddy, remember Paul?
Yeah.
He was the 1980s. I mean, we're talking high school. He had a little dark room, and he was into photography, and he had to develop his own film.
Well,
he would develop his
to,
own
yeah.
film. But he was into it, and those guys, they just know when they walk up to something, they're like, holy crap, I can get a picture of that. Even though you and I wouldn't even think of that.
Right.
And I think that's where she is. She has that eye.
One thing I found difficult is being able to get reasonably priced professional portrait, like a picture done, a business picture. And I had trouble finding somebody to do that.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking anything about her, a lot of these aspiring artists, photographers, they want to make it big, but they're like, I'll take kid pictures, I'll do this picture. Yeah. I gotta pay rent, I gotta have food, and we all do. You have to, right?
Also, a trending up and comer are really fancy boudoir shots. I was looking at some here. Oh, my God.
What does that word mean? Because I don't.
Bedroom shots.
French?
Boudoir, I guess.
I hope so. French or Klingon. I don't know. It sounds French. But okay,
anyway, they hire photographers that are able to take these women, and some of them are not, they're not mom quality, but they have a makeup artist, they have a hairdresser, they have all sorts of, I mean, They might even be in the nude, but tasteful. All right, like in a, they put them in a
like pool. R or PG-13.
And
stuff,
some of them have men with them. So do some Googling.
I love Googling.
I bet in your neck of the woods, you're going to find a lot of opportunity. A lot. So good luck to you. Jim's going to give you.
You're awesome.
He's going to give you.
Archangel Michael, Sword of Light, Oracle card, single card reading. Archangel Michael is with you now as the subject of the card.
Yes.
Even though you can't see it, I am exactly active. Why did they put those two words together?
Exactly.
I'm exactly actively working on this situation. He is here and he is helping you. Michael is there.
Awesome.
He's helping you.
When you are following the right path, doors are going to just open. I shared the other night that I actually presumptuously sent in a few samples of what I thought were columns. I have no journalism degree. I have no background. And I sent these in. They weren't even finished. And they gave me, that was, oh, my God, I worked for them for 12 years.
Oh, you're going back in time, I guess.
Yeah, I won journalism award.
Yeah, I thought you were talking
and
like,
yeah.
The irony is
I have no education. So I think you're going to follow the right path. And
nice.
As you're going to, yeah, I see that you could really go somewhere with this.
I think we're going to see a trend shift. Not talk with her. And big time is education is so expensive. I want to put her on mute. Say goodbye to her. Education becomes so expensive. Student loans and all that stuff. I think you're going to see people going back to the schools of hard knocks and getting great jobs, great professional jobs, but without the big degree thing.
That's the way it was
many
years ago.
You're going to get $100,000 bill nowadays if you go to a good college.
Look at these kids. They're coming out of college. They can't even get a job, and they have to pay back $200,000.
But if they get one, they have basically their student loan payments are basically like a mortgage payment.
And
so they're living with buddies.
Nan, you can go to like WordPress.com. Set up a free website just to get yourself going. Put up some pictures of yours. It's all free there.
Copyright, trademark, do all that crap. You got to
do
those.
Put a contact form on there. Another thing that's very hard to find is photographers that will say go out in nature to take pictures of you, of a woman with a lover or whatever, or husband or grandchildren. I mean, seriously. They kind of want to stay in their own studio. And I could be speaking completely out of turn here. I'm just saying from when I've looked for photographers like that.
It's a big risk.
Yeah. But it's for free.
No, but say if they go out in nature
and
they have no control over the lighting, the background, you let the other people.
Comes from experience.
But you let those folks decide where they're getting their picture. It might look like shit.
Well, right.
Thank you, Nan.
I hope you can have the best New Year yet for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's only halfway. We're going to area code. We don't know. It's tight. Could be anywhere in the country or the world. Skype, you're up next. Eric 11111.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. And we're talking to
who? Who are we talking to?
Hello.
They may have been holding for so long. They're in the bathroom or something. Give them a couple more minutes. We won't.
Hello.
Hello?
Founders, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to Melissa.
She loves the love letters.
Yes, she does. Good to hear from you.
Hi. How are you? I'm doing great. I'm glad you and Mr. Limbaugh doing the show, and I hope your family was there, and, you know, you sound like a good mom, good dad, and thank you again for taking my call, and I'll make it short.
It was, I hope the same for you. Ours was not a bad New Year.
Yeah, you know, it is what it was.
So tell us, Melissa, what's going on with you?
You're singing in there. but I have a question. You told me this, you and Mr. Limbo, 4 months ago, and I'm letting you know that I got a confirmation that about 2 weeks go that it's occurring. I'm not in it, but I just want to know the status. You know, because sometimes you can't. Sometimes your true face comes out, right? I mean, you're professionals. I mean, like in a relationship or any type of relationship, business, work. Sometimes your coworker doesn't show like he hates you.
All right.
Or she don't like you. You know, I mean, basically short. I should
go. Yeah. Tell us.
Are they fight like to really fighting like with legal stuff now and as a father involved? Y'all said it to me 4 months ago. I just want to let you congratulate y'all.
Describing the woman that owns the business with the man?
Yeah, the partnership.
Okay, and you want to know if they are fighting now, arguing?
Yeah, because he told me, and some words that y'all said, he said, and I thought about you, and I wanted to call you, but y'all didn't have your show that day. We did, but it was already past the time. I just thought about y'all, and want to know if they're like fighting. Is it true they're fighting, and is the father involved as well? Her father.
You're still in communication with him? You still hear from him? Okay.
Yes. We're just friends.
All right. Nothing more yet?
No.
Or, you know, okay.
No, I don't want to talk about that. Just focus on that.
All right. He's wanting to zero in on one aspect.
I didn't know. I know nothing. All right, go ahead, Deb.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you right off the top here that she has made some ultimatums to him. Why it seems that she holds all the cards, so to speak, I don't know. Maybe her investment was bigger than his. Maybe she puts in more time than he does. But she has made ultimatums. They're not in a good place at all. He is really trying to figure out how the heck to get out of that without losing his shirt, pants, underwear, and everything else.
Yeah, when the ship's sinking.
Yeah.
When the ship starts sinking, it's tough to figure out the right time to get off.
I want you to know, though, in time, I do believe they're going to split.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take...
I've been going forever.
He's going to take his lumps, okay, along the way.
It's a war. You're going to get some wounds.
And, you know, when you're in business with somebody that makes you start to hate them, it's not a good way to live your life.
Yeah.
So there's hatred there.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's just a matter of the division. The thing is, though, I feel like he's going to take some loss, you know, like a lot of men do in divorce. You know, a lot of women do sometimes. I don't want to make it seem like I'm always.
I hear you.
Know.
You're right. It's typically the guy, but not so much anymore. Not 100%.
Yeah.
Nope.
So that's what I think. Also, I feel there is an issue where I feel he's drinking a lot. Drinking. Yeah. Are you still with us?
She is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's here.
And it's not good. I mean, alcohol can make you the key of bad decisions. Right?
Yeah, typically it does.
Yeah. So go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah.
He was not drinking. He's doing it secret, and this lady claimed to be the best out there in the world and so center grounded. Kind of humanely dieting. I don't discriminate nobody. I don't care if somebody is ghetto or gang or whatever. You're in the extreme herd. I'll be there to help. But I think. When I ask you quickly, is that get involved like the father, and how long do you see this like splitting up?
No, I don't see her father. I don't see her father. Yeah. We can ask that again on another night, but right now I'm not seeing that.
Right now.
I'm only seeing him, and he's trying to turn his back on the whole thing because he's getting sick and tired of her constant harping at him.
Sure.
And it's a good thing you're staying off in the weeds there, Melissa.
Yeah.
You don't need her coming after you.
You probably could not ever help the situation. It is what it is.
It
was a problem for you. You're thinking about it. They got to figure it out without you.
Sometimes the winning move is
not to play. I love war games. Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yep. All right, here we go.
Here is your Michael card.
And she's going to take us to the finish line.
All right.
Beautiful. All right. Trust in divine purpose is the subject of the card. This experience has divine meaning. Healing will come. Know that you are on a path of growth.
I love it. That's perfect for you, Melissa.
So basically, it says this experience has divine meaning. It's like your path sucks right now, but there's a divine meaning.
And I wouldn't be surprised.
Meaning. There's a meaning.
Seriously,
for it.
If you and if the two of you don't, you're going to likely end up together. The question then will be, will you still want him?
She would not with me. I don't. I mean, not. I don't like someone who's middle aged, even in the poor. Or no way.
Happy New Year to you. We are going to have to run. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. You're the best.
Take care.
Beautiful show.
Oh, thank you, hon. We'll be here tomorrow.
And sorry to the folks that we couldn't get. We just can't get them all.
Yeah.
We want to be on our hour. Oh, so go ahead and listen.
Yes, Melissa. Oh, I think she went.
All right. Well, I'll mute her now. I left her on in case she has something to say. I just did not know. We're up in that dog.
So please join us. 7 p.m. Eastern. We'll be right here. Blog Talk Radio.
We will be.
Take care, everyone. Night, night. And.